Ask most people what they remember of the 1950s and they will say, "Oh, I'll never forget crowding into Aunt Florrie's house to watch the coronation round a 4-inch screen television." And that's all they can remember about the whole flaming decade. And what a shame that is. I mean, the 1950s were really exciting. The stiletto heel, Crick and Watson, Christie, the end of rationing, lots of hangings of innocent people. What I remember myself, of course, is mainly Inspector Steen of the Brighton Constabulary. Partly because Inspector Steen of the Brighton Constabulary expected very much to be remembered.
Like many a working policeman, I am often required to examine the laws of probability, to ask myself, I say, just because Johnny Villam was in the vicinity of this crime doesn't mean he was involved in it, does it?
Law and the Little Man, his series of talks was called. It was on every Sunday.
You see, what a policeman so often has to ask himself is, what are the chances of coincidence? You can't arrest a person just for being in the wrong place at the wrong time, can you? The law would look very silly if you did that too often. So let me tell you a few facts about probability. Did you know, for example, that if just 4 people are in the same room, now I think I've got this right, there is a 100% chance that they will all share the same birthday? Well, try it out on your immediate family, and I think you'll be amazed. Put 7 monkeys in a room with typewriters, and within a week, all of them will have typed out the Vagrancy Act of 1842, including the famous misprint in subsection 28, clause 13.